a boy, and a handsome one at that, if you don't mind me saying. He won championship buckles in rodeos and worked for several years on ranches. His guns were tools to protect himself and the animals in his care against predators ranging from rattlesnakes to coyotes. After joining the military and becoming a U.S. Navy SEAL, Chris trained as a sniper. He saved countless lives and helped alter the course of history for good. Most of all, he protected other patriotic young men who'd selflessly signed up to serve their country. As Chris often said, members of the military voluntarily sign a blank check to the United States of America for a price up to and including their life. His goal was to make the price as low as possible. While Chris was a warrior, that wasn't all he was. He was a young man full of life and laughter with an easy, confident spirit. He was incredibly intelligent. Most of all, he wasn't naive. He knew there might come a time when he couldn't do what was asked of him on the battlefield. To do his job, Chris knew he had to let go of his innocence. It was a hefty price, but one Chris would willingly pay time and time again. When faced with the decision to fire or let an American die, Chris dug deep. He found courage. He was able to use his weapon to save the lives of those he was sent to protect. Many people have told me heart-wrenching stories about how they would not be alive today if it weren't for Chris. He felt a sense of purpose and fulfillment protecting the people around him. He appreciated the guns that helped him do that. I have been blessed to hear from a U.S. Marine who knew with all certainty that he, and consequently his young daughter, would not be alive today were it not for Chris's service. I have witnessed parents addressing Chris with tears in their eyes, thanking him for saving the life of their child. Chris knew the stories of countless people who returned home thanks to his skills. He also knew the pain of loss caused by guns and anguished over those he couldn't save every day of his life. He had to fight to come back from the dark, heavy weight of loss he felt when his friends died on the battlefield. But Chris was strong enough to face the bad head-on, to push through and live with the memories of all of the experiences he was given. Somewhere in there, he found a balance. Life after the military took on a different meaning. Chris and I moved the family to Texas. Chris felt all of us have a duty to serve those who serve us. This meant he began dedicating his time to training interested members of military and law enforcement communities. By sharing the skill set he developed on the battlefield, he was able to continue serving. He encouraged others to share their knowledge as well. Chris's humble nature was present in training. He referred to it as providing additional tools in an operator's tool belt. Chris and I were fortunate enough to have the support of many wounded veterans. Chris loved hearing their stories and joking with them the same way he would have had they not been wounded. They loved it. It was a sign of respect. Chris did not view them as wounded. He saw them as we all should, as patriotic, skilled, and above all, men of honor. Many of them thought that the healing they received in the hospital, though important, was exponentially slower than the healing they experienced when they got into the great outdoors. Many service members were outdoorsmen before they served in the military and felt great peace hunting or shooting targets. Chris found a new use for the gun. Healing. In the last year of his short life, Chris was able to reflect on the varied experiences he had with guns and the way he had used them through every stage of his journey. He also loved history. Chris and I loved visiting historical sites, and he would spend hours delving into many different aspects of America's past. His face would light up with reverence and appreciation as he shared stories about the Rough Riders and the Texas Rangers lawmen. That passion was one reason he was inspired to write American Gun. Chris was so excited to share stories in his new book about individuals whose sacrifices and strength changed history. He often surprised people with his knowledge. He was incredibly intelligent, but liked to keep that fact close to the vest. I have a smile on my face as I tell you that. My husband loved to play down how extraordinary he was. He was humble and embraced his country roots. I cannot tell you how many times he was at a book signing where people would line up for hours to meet him. When they would finally arrive at the table to shake his hand, they would express their nervousness, anticipation, and honor in meeting him.